The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Kol Aleph Tammuz, start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Monday the 13th of July, Rabbi Gershon Zunner, Sherry Kask with. I apologize to everyone who saw the shiur advertised in advance as being on Sherry Kask with you, the seat. I got numerous phone calls from people who want to know what is this whiskey with cherries in that not ever wanted to eat some. Unfortunately, it doesn't exist. It's a sherry cask whiskey, and we'll discuss the sugya today. It's a very big sugya, the sugya sherry cask whiskey, and there's lots of different shittas, lots of machlokes. I'm not coming to paskin what the halacha is. I just want to come and put down what the shailas are, so people watching the show will be well versed in knowing what the different stodim are in the shaila. So before we start, a little hagdama, a historical hagdama. According to Scottish law, Scotch whisky may only contain water, barley, yeast, and caramel colouring. None of these ingredients have any kashrus problem whatsoever. Therefore, it's kosher. Any Scotch whisky is inherently kosher. And don't say perhaps they might mix into it something that's not kosher, because we know a yesod that when there's a mirsus, when people are scared to mix something in for any reason, then we rely on that mirsus and can assume that they're doing as they say. And since Scotch whisky is illegal to have any other ingredients, a regular plain Scotch whisky not aged in sherry cask will always be kosher. He has clause for Moshe Feinstein is true about Chol HaAkum, that you're not chayav that they put anything else in if there's no reason they should do so. The Moshe Shuvah is a chiddush, which not everyone agrees to, because he holds that Chol HaAkum is considered like a yeast actually store the milking, which could be a prerequisite for it being kosher, if he's a chassid and others, and not everyone agrees that this mirsus is like you saw it actually. You're sorry that the mirsus is there for the ingredient, we know, and therefore it's going to be kosher. Don't ask to call him Bishul Akum, because that this whiskey, there's a cooking process that goes on, and a guy cooked it, and therefore perhaps it will be Bishul Akum. That we have a toast and I was that's on the Alpha base. It's asked about beer. Why isn't beer a problem on Bishul Akum? And toast says, because the ick ingredient of beer is water, and all the other ingredients are bottled to the water. The water is inherently the main thing. And we all know there's no ick for Bishul Akum or water, because water is nak or chai, is edible raw, and therefore the guy's Bishul didn't really have any effect on the water in hand. Therefore, a regular Scotch whiskey where the law dictates it has these four ingredients is going to be kosher. Indian whiskies, Japanese whiskies, that's not so simple. That perhaps we need to get a hechsher for, because the laws there aren't the same as the laws of Scotland, and that anyone should ask their own orthodox rabbi. Okay. Now, a little background about sherry casks. What are sherry casks? What's going on? In the olden days, Scottish manufacturers used only any barrel they could find, any used barrel they could find. They would never use a new, unused barrel of wood to store and produce their whiskey. The reason being, because there were sharp tannins found in the wood, and it would ruin the flavor of the whiskey. That's the background we have to know. Therefore, they would only use used casks, the majority of which being sherry casks. Sherry casks came from Spain. Spanish wine sellers could not transport the wine to Britain in bottles, due to them being cumbersome and expensive. And therefore, they shipped the wine to England in casks, hence the name sherry cask. They were in England, and then the owners had nothing to do with them, and therefore they would sell them on for cheap to the whiskey producers in Scotland. After Franco the dictator in 1975 died, Spain became a democracy, and the trade unions instituted that bottled wine be made locally so that there would be more labor in Spain. Therefore, in the 70s, there was a shortage of sherry cask coming out of Spain, because Spain were no longer producing their sherry cask, no longer transporting into sherry cask. So Scottish whiskey producers turned to American bourbon cask, because by law, bourbon can only be made in a new barrel, and therefore the bourbon producers also had extra bourbon cask. They sold them for the cheap, because they had nothing to do with them. However, in the 1990s, the consumer noticed that the whiskey was no longer tasting the same as it had in the 70s, and it had a different, distinct flavor. And they said that they preferred the flavor of the sherry cask more so than the flavor of the bourbon cask. Therefore, many producers switched back to sherry cask, even though the sherry cask would cost up to 10 times the amount of a bourbon cask, they still felt it was worth it to switch back because of the improved taste. Others use bourbon cask and just put it in the last 6 months in a sherry cask. That's called, in the shops nowadays, a sherry finish. What Shai will discuss today is what's the halacha of the sherry cask. Now, what should be the shaila? Shaila is that this sherry is a wine, is a non-kosher wine, and therefore it's tam yinam. It's not yain nefek. Yain nefek is a very common thing. Nowadays, you don't really find yain nefek normally. It doesn't mean that a guy actually used it for his work. But tam yinam it is. If a guy touches the wine, then it becomes tam yinam. He pours the wine, perhaps, but shakes the wine. Tam yinam is offered to drink. The Mechaber says, offered the hana. The Mark says, the Makam Hesked is only offered the shtia, not the hana. But it's a very common dikaisa. The Chokhmah Adam says someone drinks tam yinam is safe for liver or aramis. It's a very, very common thing to drink tam yinam. And the sherry cask has in it tam yinam. Therefore, the shaila arises, are we allowed to drink tam yinam or not? Are we have to drink sherry cask, which may contain tam yinam or not? Now, before we start, question number one. How does the wine from the sherry cask get into the whiskey? What do I mean by that? And that is normally in halacha to transfer something from A to B. If you have a tray for pot and I put in it some milk, for the taste to transfer from the pot to the milk, there has to be heat taking place. These bishul, through the heat, or the sleeve, not with milk, but with sleeve, any heat can transfer taste of product A to product B. However, in the sherry cask, you don't have any heat between the whiskey and the wine. So what's the whole shaila? The chayla, the wine would stay in the cask, and the whiskey would stay out of the cask, and therefore they're never going to meet. On that, it's not true, because there's a klal of kovush kamavushal, which means pickling is in halacha the same as cooking, which means anything that is any, let's say, liquid which you keep for 24 hours, and it's solid in that liquid 24 hours, or holding a liquid in a solid. Whenever there's 24 hours of constant shaykhus between two things, they're lying together, a solid and liquid together, in halakha, it's called kovush, and taste transfers from A to B. Therefore, in the sherry cask production, we have the wine that sat in the sherry cask originally for however many years, that was kovush in the cask, and then the cask now has a tam of wine halakhically. Then you put this whiskey back into the cask, you now have the tam of wine coming out of the cask into the whiskey. Hence, the problem of tam yinam being mixed into the whiskey, hence the shaila of sherry cask. Okay. Now, the Mechaber brings down that tam yinam is also the culture, even a teeny amount of tam yinam goes into wine, it's going to up the whole mixture. The Ramah disagrees, and he holds it like all other Isurim, that shiur is shishin, 60 times the amount of issa, of hetzah would be mevatel, the issa, I would mean it's no problem. Now, all that is when wine of tam yinam falls into wine, which is kosher. However, when wine, which is not kosher, is mixed into other things, not wine, there's a very important gemara we have to know. The gemara is, of his zora, daf lam gimel on this. Gemara there says, Ravina allowed Ravina to put his beer, his sheikha, into kliyayim, into barrels that had stored wine. Chokas is showing him why that is. The Rosh brings down that the Bikkavish, and it's very important to look at this, that all wine, when it gets mixed into a different product, into something other than wine, is always going to be moistened, tamlif gum into that liquid. And therefore, halacha is moistened, tamlif gum is moistened. Then that means that it doesn't improve the taste, it's not even a power of taste. It makes the taste worse. It makes the mixture taste worse by going in. And as Gemara says in Chulin, that moistened, tamlif gum will never offer a talus. Therefore, Rav Huna was allowed to put his beer into his trefer barrel, because the wine from the barrel would only be poison his beer, make the beer taste worse, not taste better, and therefore it wouldn't be awesome. Tosfos says, not only Sheikha, who are in Shah Mashke, any different type of Mashke, wine into anything other than wine, is Noisim Tamis Gum, and Noisim Tamis Gum is Mutta. Like Martha, if a dead squirrel falls into a cholent, the squirrel in Noisim Tamis Gum and was knocked after the cholent, because it made the cholent taste worse. Who are in? We now have your story that any wine, if it's the time of wine goes into any mixture, it's no some time with gamma, very lampotus, and the rush. This is brought down in the Mechaba in Kuplam at Zion Dallas. Kalim ha'asuri machmas yayin shal akum. Mutta litte mekoichom bein mayim bein sheikha bein shamashkim. Any sherry cask, you can put inside it any liquid you want. Provati adiach v'tchila, make sure there's no wine, the end stuck on the side of the keli, then it's going to be mutta. Okay. Okay. Now, there's some a stickle or aura, because there's a shmoo in the Rishonim, why is no time with gum allowed? Is it because it's called bottle, or for different reasons? Now, if you learn the reason no time with gum is mutter is because it's considered bottle, then there's a rule of aim mevatlin is lechatchila. And how can we allow Rav Huna lechatchila to go and be mevatl the time of the wine into the river? Maybe we'll get back to that later. The Shach explains on this machab a different reason than Rosh and Tosfos' reason, than Rosh's reason as to why it's not offer. He explains that the sheikha will go, the beer will go and burn up the taste of the wine in the walls. It has the power to burn it up, and therefore that's why it's mutter. You see, that understanding perhaps it will be zikha mutter chachimah to do so, because there's no time going from A to B. B is just incinerating it. Okay. Shaila is, can we say that Scotch whiskey matured in sherry cask and this time is gum, if the material seems to indicate that's not mamish true? The Machmirim bring down some of it, that there's a Magna Avraham in Tof Nun Aleph Mem and a Chosn Odom as well, that seems to imply that nowadays you see that it's lav dafka true, this material for Gemara. The Magna Avraham says that you have a barrel that has stored whiskey previously, and now you have wine in the barrel, it's a shayla if you have to have it on Pesach or not, because the whiskey is most in time, maybe the shvach, into the wine. And maybe there's lots of famous machmirim nowadays on the shayla, and maybe it's a raya that you can't say this has to most in time has come. My kasha on these machmirim is that's the other way around. That's talking about when you have wine and you have a bit of whiskey going into the wine. Yeah, haray, it's my hook of Pesach. There's no shayla when you have sherry cask whiskey, can't have it on Pesach because it's whiskey common. Shayla is when you have wine with a taste of whiskey coming in, that will never on discuss it in no time shvach. And on the other side, it's not polar har bahar, and therefore it could be one way round will be considered no time gum, and one way round would not be, and therefore I'm not so convinced by that right. The Masham and others in this quote all bring down the Tzavara that the producers are being moist and nefesh to get the taste of wine into their whiskey. They're paying up to 10 times the price for the sherry cask, because the consumers have complained that it doesn't taste as good. And they're hire world class experts to try and get the best taste out of the sherry cask. And therefore, how can you go and be so naive to say, Noisim Tam Nisgam, go and ask anyone, it's Noisim Tam Nisvach, how on earth could you hold up that it's Noisim Tam Nisgam? That's what the Machmirim want to say. Machmirim, they are first. You've got a Gemara, you've got a Machaber. No one says Nishtanu Hativim anywhere. Yeah, the Gemara says Mutter, get lost. They think it tastes better. They're talking rubbish. They've got no idea what they're talking about. So, if you are from Makirim, who holds you have a Gemara and a Machaba without a Chaluk, then the Shir will be over now, and it will be Mutter, because it's most of the time it's Gam, and therefore it's Mutter, so it doesn't taste good as a book. However, the other time is a good time. Perhaps you could see that it's Mutter Shvach, Horaya. People are most nefesh to put it in. And therefore, let's continue the share and try and see any other ways out of the shah. Ask the back important question, that there's a rule that any keli of Eina Ben Yoma, let's say you have a pot from a non-kosher kitchen, and it cooked 2 days ago, chava, you can't use that pot now to cook the chicken soup. Even though in halakha, any keli after 24 hours is called most in time is gum, because it's now taste in part a bad taste, it's still also the chavchila use it. Great, the Bach, why would I have to use these sherry casks, even though it's no time to come, it should still be offer the chavchila. Yeah. There's two answers brought down. The Tav says that maybe by kovush, it wasn't a bishul here, it only was a kovush, a pickling, which the taste of wine went into the sherry, and who was in the cask, who had in the taste of the cask into the thing. Maybe by pickling, it's more like the bishul, and it will be more. That's the Tav's answer. The Bach answers no. He says the whole issue of Eina Ben Yoma is only
Kol Halashon.
The Gezeira of Ben Yomer, which means we don't let you use a tray pot which is 25 hours old. The Gezeira will use it when it's 23 hours old, and then it will be Noten Tam Lishvach. However, wine into other maskim is never Noten Tam Lishvach, and therefore there's no issue in using it when it's Noten Tam Lishvach. Therefore, it's still going to be allowed. You can still use your sherry. Okay. Now, let's say it's Noten Tam Lishvach. What's the halacha? So, Shlomo Miller, one of the biggest places in the world nowadays, from Canada, he wants to say, the Loikala Machinim. He wants to say, even though people are paying big money for big scientists to get the best taste from the sherry, it's not improving the taste of the essence. What's it doing? It's improving the reach, improving the smell of the whiskey, and not, it's a fragrance, it's not a taste. And he says, even though you might think you're tasting a difference, it's not, it's just the smell which is different. And we know from coronavirus, unfortunately, that taste and smell are very polar apart. If someone has a cold, can't smell, he also can't taste. And therefore, that's what Shlomo Miller wants to propose to say, is even if you're going to say it's not the time of Shlach, they're paying money for it, they're paying to improve the fragrance. That's what he wants to say. You're smelling something that's offer. That's not a problem. It's asking Reicha La'av Nosa. There's no Issa Be'etzem in smelling something that is offer, apart from perhaps some Pesach, because it could be called a Mashu, and the Chometz is called the Offer Mashu. It could be in the Chesin of smell, a Goyish Be'etzem in Pesach, Ayin Shom in Pesach, Obber. But everything else, Reicha La'av Nosa, Reicha La'av Nosa, there's no problem. I was going to say a minute at the time to answer why sherry casks should be allowed, even though they put in the wine for a reason. On that, it's not so clear if it's sincere to true, because the experts acknowledge sherry not just for its nose, but also for the palate, which implies that they think it tastes better as well. Therefore, many folks come on the opinion that it's not enough that sometimes gum, and you also need a sheer bitter. Okay. Not as far as machmirim is that sherry wine is very strong wine. It's around 18%. A normal wine is only about 12% strong, and therefore the sherry wine is 50% stronger than the other wine. And they say, Mehecha Taste from the Gemara, have you got a raya that such a strong wine that is also the time to come? Maybe only the regular weak wine is, and not sherry, which is stronger, and therefore another svara of the Machmirim to not rely on the fact that it's losing time to come by itself. Now, you've got another kaina. Every pot that's in the Ben Yomo will never after tell us, because we said it's no time in the gum. And therefore, even, you could argue, even though the sherry cask maybe will say is imparting a good taste, and it should be called Noitan Shvach, but they're not putting the whiskey straight away after the wine went out. It takes some time to transport them up to Scotland. And therefore, you're only putting the whiskey in the Eino Ben Yomo sherry cask. And therefore, it's also going to be Mutter because Noitan Shvach, the gum, on that, it's not true. I am Machab and Kusam Neitan Shvach, and I'm not Kusam Zayan Aleph. That wine improves with time as bleus and doesn't get worse with time like other traits, and therefore there's no hefsek of enemy yomer only after 12 months. Until 12 months, there's no enemy yomer by wine bleus, and therefore that's not going to be a hefsek. Okay. Now, let's say it's also, let's say the wine is a problem. So we have to start discussing about Hilton's bittle. Is it bottle, b'sheish, b'shishim, b'mat? We'll go get it all in a minute. Is it bottle or not? Now, when you normally have a trace pot which cooked in it, some trace, you normally assume in halakha that the entire thickness of the pot has bleus of trace in it, the entire thickness. And therefore, when you cook something in the pot, you need to have shishim, keneged, the entire thickness of the pot. That's when you cooked in the pot originally. However, when you only did kvisha, when you did kovush, when you only did pickling in the pot, let's say you left milk in a pile of pot for 24 hours, now the pot is halakhically milky, and then you go cook Ben Yomo meat in it. Do you need to have 60 times the entire thickness of the pot, or not? This is a very famous quote of Shach and Tan. The Shach in Tzadichet, the Gimel, says that it's the same as Bishol, and just like by Bishol, you need the entire thickness there from the bottle, who are then by Kovush, you need the entire thickness, which would necessitate us to have a sheer bittle of the entire thickness of the sherry cask. However, the Taz disagrees. The Taz in Kufhei Aleph says, no, it's only Kedei Klippa. Kedei Klippa means that the outermost shaving of pot or of cask, of anything, by covers only does the Issa go so far and mashu into the pot, but not the whole thickness of the pot. Therefore, the Fi, the Taz, there will be no our cherry crop, because even if you say that there is Tamir Namir, and it's not Moshin Tamir Gam, there will always be a Sheh Shishim connected what was in the outermost clipper of the cask, and therefore the whiskey would be mevatel the wine, and therefore shuto it would be mevatel. This is our second important tirus for the heter, the shita hatal that kovush only does today clipper. The third shita was the Gemara that seems to say same time this done. Second shita is a tal that even if it's not only today clipper, which every sherry cask will have. The primogazim and chayodam, however, are machne like the shach, which therefore means we have to look further for our heter lekulam. Okay, not a shayla. Do you need shishim, or is there another shear what you need to mevatel the wine in the different substance? Mechaber Kusam Dav Hei brings down that yain nefech in water is bottled the sheish. I will ask you the remark of Shuto Yachid Shachavu. That's what explains why. Because it's not called wine anymore. It's so modern. It's called acid in halacha. It's got lost and tired in the wine and it's bottled the sheish. The shachol daska wine in water is bottled the sheish. The Ramah in Kufiyot Dalad seems to say the same as the Shach. The Talz, however, does away with the push on saying the Ramah. He says the Ramah is going with the Asa Mordechai, and the Ramah and Talz on hold of it. The Talz learns that the Ramah holds that wine is bottled in six, not 60, in six, in any other liquid. The Shach is a good. The Bichadash, Chai Adam, Ravam, and Chizitchot, are all makel like the Talz. And therefore, if you paskin that wine is bottled in a share of six, not a share of 60, it's going to be much more mustaba that the sherry cask will be permitted, because normally one would assume that the six times the amount of whiskey, then there is the thickness of the sherry cask. There was even the machna at the shach we said before, that the whole thickness is offer, is normally kushuta is six times, and therefore it could be allowed. You know, on that, it's not so clear. I've seen different reports from different people who studied it, whether or not the sherry casks are so thick that one might assume it's even not six times. But after calling, another voluntary maker would be the question that the tag, that because of Chayadah, Maghavah, Mechuzah, what you do, that it would be bottled the sheish, and then you have to just go and find out, the Matthias, whether the sherry cask ratio of thickness to liquid is sheish or not. However, even if you say it is bottled the sheish, and even if we're going to say that therefore it's going to be mutter, there's more shailas. There's more shailas, and I'll expand on them now. The Ramah in Tzadik Ches is down that something that Avida the Tama is not bottled. Something that's put there just to make it have a taste on this mixture, i.e. a spice, a tavlin, things that Avida the Tama, black pepper that you put in just to give it a kick, even if it's shishim, can negate the black pepper. If it's Aziza the farmer, it won't be bottled. And therefore, some people want to say that sherry cask is Aziza the farmer. It's there to bring a taste, a sherry taste. Harai, the consumer wasn't happy. And therefore, even if there will be a sherry bottle, and he's going to say a great clipper, and like a cow, and therefore, it's always a sherry bottle. I wasn't going to say even like a shaft, but we go, that the whole thing is, but it's still sheish. And you have that as well, perhaps. It's still going to help you, perhaps. Because Aviv Latama, Aviv Latama is not bottled. Now, some people say it's not true. That it's not, the sherry is not supposed to give a taste to the whiskey. It's just there to bring out the taste of the whiskey. It brings out the whiskey's own taste. It's not there to make it, to make a taste from the wine to the whiskey. Mechizkot is in the southern of Azaf. He's got a different story. He says perhaps the sherry is just there to take away the bad taste of the tannins in the wood. But maybe it's not there to make a new taste in the whiskey, and therefore that will be a kvaras in the Kisqot to allow it. However, Dr. Bill Lumsden from Glen Morangi says that two-thirds of all flavor comes from the wine itself, and a third is from wood-derived chemistry, and therefore this doctor from Glen Morangi seems to hold the fierce initiative, and that there's a taste coming from the wine. And therefore you have a problem, perhaps called Avida Latama, and therefore it wouldn't help it. The Beis Shlomo and the Sheikh Hamed say that there's no chisaron of Avida Latama on Belir. It's only a problem of Avida Latama on something, the end, like black pepper that you put in. But any Belir coming out, a taste that you can't see, just a Belir, that there will be no problem of Avida Latama. However, the Prima Gadim is masking in the local Beis Shlomo and Sheikh Hamed. Therefore, you see the Beis Shlomo and Sheikh Hamed, you have no problem of Avida Latama. You see the Prima Gadim, you have to clear what the Messiah says is the sherry of Avida Latama. Or not. Okay. What we have so far is Sam Yarin is also Bashtia. Sam Yarin is also Bashtia, you can't drink it. The Gemara says that it's Blizzard Thomas Gum, and therefore you're allowed to put beer into a sherry cup. We're not so sure if that's true nowadays. Some people argue that we see that there's a difference in the Pius from the fact that they are most nefesh to pay more to have sherry cup. Now, even if the Shvach, and I've heard you shock and tell whether could they clip it like Kovosh or not could they clip it. If they clip it, it'll be Mutter, if not they clip it, it'll be Offer. Now, the Fremilla claims the whole thing is only a fragrance, not a taste, and therefore he's on it from the cloud. Not everyone agrees with him. The Machlokes in the Shesh or Shishim, Shachem Taz again. Now, we're not sure if it is Shesh or not. We invite every listener to go to the whiskey factory and measure it out. There's also Machlokes whether Avila Tama is Iblis or not. And therefore, so far, we have a Mokum to Mako and a Mokum to Machame because it's all holding on this Machlokes. And therefore, at the moment, you could argue it's Mutter, you could argue it's Offer, which is why many Hesherim, most Hesherim, I think all Hesherim will never give a Heksha on Sherry Cards because there's lots of halachic shilas, as we mentioned. So, again, there's a big mockum space allowed. Many big places and others allowed. Other, I just brought out very many shilas that apply. Now, there's a few more shilas that I want to address quickly. The Nachavach called the Darakoy Pekach. The Jidim Ashram Simon Tadiches, that even perhaps Jidim Ashram is Choyza later, Kishutta based on the Machaba in Kuflam Adal, Gimel Marashma. The Gidim Ashur of the Dayan, Chava says, Issa, Shem is Arev, Veheta is Bafu Bashishim. The Gidim Ashur, Zafka, if it's Miss Arev, it fell in by itself. Of a Zach, which is Darakoy Bakach, a Zach, what belongs, it belongs over there, you might not say the din of Bittle. Bittle only is on something that fell in, not something that belongs there. Now, if that's true, you, Tamar Kiddush, any ingredient ever would never have a din Bittle. Bittle would only apply to mishap, to mistakes in the kitchen. So any ingredient is darker the kach, it belongs there, and you wouldn't have the flora of bittul. If that is true, now even though Gidon HaShor is crazy, but the most refined does say that our nefesh should be machmer the chapkila for the shit of the rafo of Shulchan Ben Dan, then you've got a problem, because even if it is the bittul, either for the six, or even for the 60, because it's a clipper, whatever you're going to learn, you could say that there is a ingredient here which belongs here, and therefore it's not bottle. And therefore, that is another mockoin to be machmi. Not as after they say, it doesn't give a taste. The sherry is there to just make a different appearance. It's called chazusa. Now, it's cooked true. I once called someone, a friend of my father's, commissioned two barrels of whiskey. One was sherry cost, one wasn't. It was the same barrel. And this one had been in sherry, one hadn't. And a completely different color. One was a much deeper red, one was a much more lighter brown. And the reason is because the sherry makes a color. So it is a shmooze whether avida, the chazusa, is a problem. If something is there for chazusa to change its appearance, it might not be bottled at all. Now, on that we have a way out because the Prikaba says only by Isurei Daraisa, not by Isurei Drabonon. Some Yenom nowadays is always the only option of Drabonon, and therefore that would be a heter for the Avid Lechazusuf. Another problem is there's a bit of a Chachilah going on here. Even if it is bottled, maybe it's a bit of a Chachilah of this Issa. The Rivosh brings down, the creator brings the Rivosh, who says that if a guy did bittle for a customer on a customer's behalf, that's called Bishril Him, and therefore you can never buy something that was the vendor was mavakel into an Issa for you or for any customer. That's called Bishril Chachilah. Then that could be a problem here because there's a Bishril Chachilah going on. The Moshe on that argue that the Issa is made for Goyim, not for Eden, and therefore it's not called mavakel Chachilah because it's done for you. Now, Sham is Salazar Mekel. He says that one of the reasons in the Shonim why Bishril Chachilah's offer is maybe you'll do more and it won't be a shea bittle. Maybe he tells you 170 to 150. On that, he says that sherry cask, there's no sorrow to ever do that because you're never going to put in more because it'll mess up the taste of the whiskey and therefore there's no problem with the bittle. On Kaponim, we've mentioned today numerous different reasons why perhaps it's a problem to drink sherry cask. We've also mentioned numerous different reasons why I have this mutter. And therefore, make our din, it's very hard to say either way. Everyone should ask the local world. On Kaponim, it's very hard to say it's also, but I can zichah say, as the Gate Rav told me last week, our Bezal Federation, the Hamachme is probably a bracha not to drink sherry cup from what we discussed now. Shkoyach, everyone for listening. Have a very good day.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.